Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Before 1969, of course, the world knows that the members of the Chicago Police Department at 4 a.m. in the morning came into the west side of Chicago and murdered Fred Hampton and Mark Clark, members of the Black Panther Party. I was supposed to have been in that apartment. And so at 4 a.m. in the morning, police came in, killed Fred. And the very next morning, they came to my apartment. My name is U.S. Congressman Bobby Rush, and I am a former member of the Black Panther Party, the coordinator of the Illinois chapter of the Black Panther Party, former member of the Chicago City Council, and I'm now a pastor on the south side of Chicago. The Panther Party was a pretty disciplined organization. And we said spontaneity is the ideology of fools, of the foolish. You know, so we didn't believe in spontaneous action. We believed in organized action, community organizing, and strategy. And so if in fact we had become involved in a direct way in that Democratic Party's convention, in 1968, we decided that we did not want to encourage the Black community to get involved in that police riot. Why? Because we knew that the police department would walk right around some of the white demonstrators and start beating the head, bloodying, and being violent against some of the Blacks. So we asked the Black community to stay away from that, and we were successful. Police is probably more vicious now than even in the 60s. They are more now institutional protection. That police aggression was defined as a police riot, similar to what happened in Washington, D.C. 2 days ago at Lafayette Park. That reminded me of 1968, when the police was responsible for the rioting. Because the people around the Democratic Convention at that time were demonstrating peacefully. I believe that pursuit of justice for George Floyd and his entire family, I think that that is going to be possibly one of the critical, pivotal steps and occurrences that may change the nature of police interactions in the African-American community and other communities of color throughout the nation. And what I see is that there's still a reluctance of white America to come out of their comfort zone, all right? I really want to know, is this just one-time occurrence? Because the attention of the world and the media is on this. And once the media shifts its attention, then everything will go back to normal. Or are we in the process of establishing a new normal? I pray that we are at a point where there's a new normal in terms of policing in America, a new normal in terms of the commitment to address the issue of racism in America. I want to see that normal so that we can, in our lifetime, try to erase the stain of racism out of American legacy.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.